boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Yesterday at the very, very end of our show, you heard me have a slight breakdown a little bit.
Yeah, you were telling me to shut up and not move, and oh my God, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I just said, shut up, don't move, quiet. And you're like, what are we doing here? And that was because I was coming live on the air to tell you that Post Malone is dropping a new album on August 16th called F1 Trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really excited about this. So, of course, when I hear about this, I start DMing all my friends, and I'm like, oh my God. Guess what? I'm not well, if you're wondering. He's dropping a new album. I sent a screenshot of what Post Malone posted on Twitter to Neighbor Man, and I said, oh my God! Ah! OMG! Ah! Oh. I'm dying!
Oh. Yeah, it makes sense. I'm glad I just got to be here in person for it. And I didn't have to have my phone blow up.
And so, I think I told you a couple weeks ago that he knows from like seeing TikTok videos and like on Facebook and stuff that girls want to be broken up with when Taylor Swift drops a new album so that they could truly
feel it
and embrace the music, right? So when I told him that Post Malone is dropping a new album, he goes, do I need to break up with you for this album too?
Oh.
I don't know how Post Malone works.
You know what? What is the protocol with Post Malone?
I don't even know the protocol with Post Malone, to be quite honest with you. I have a feeling this new album is country. Country tends to be a little sad most of the time.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
So,
and beer.
And
and trucks.
And trucks and tractors and dogs. So I think I need the following things in front of me on August 16th. I don't know if I want him to break up with me, though.
Well, that seems like a conversation you got to have with him. I can't help you with that.
I don't know. I'm just, you know me. I'm already emotional wreck anytime Post Malone does anything. Why would we add a breakup on top of it?
And you know what? For that reason, please don't. I can't handle that.
What if I come to work that day?
In a cowboy hat, tissues in hand, face tattoos. I can see it now.
And I'm crying.
Yep.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I want to talk about something weird. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Of course I am.
Okay, I saw a TikTok last night, and I have not stopped thinking about it since then. So it was this girl talking about armpits on celebrities.
Why?
Hear me out here. She had popped up a photo of Sabrina Carpenter and her new album announcement and her song Espresso. She's got these cute photos out, and she's got her arms up like above her head. And she's like, why do celebrity photos always have their armpits ridiculously photoshopped? And once she said that...
I've never really looked at their armpits.
Okay, well, you should Google it because
what
honestly,
do I Google search? Celebrity armpits?
Well, no, you can Google Sabrina Carpenter if you want and look at that cover photo because once she said
which
that...
Which cover photo?
It's got a blue background. She's got her arm up. You're going to know when you see it.
Okay.
Because once you notice it, you're like...
Oh, yeah. Okay, go on.
Now look at that armpit. It does not look like an armpit at all because of the photoshopping.
It's like clean.
It's flat. So
clear. I don't know how to explain it. Where's the stubble? Because even if you shave, you still got stubble.
Well, not even just stubble. I get like photoshopping that out. But there's no... You got creases in your armpit. There's shadows. There's folds.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like an armpit anymore. And she pops up tons of pictures. Sabrina Carpenter, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift. Like this happens in all celebrity photos. And now I'm like, should I be like embarrassed about my armpits more?
No. Don't give me something else. I need a Photoshop.
Oh, well, what do you mean something else? I got a Photoshop.
Girl, you don't even want to know how many filters I have to put on my photos.
I actually do, and I want to learn now.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Don't be sad that your relationship is on the verge of a breakup or honestly Even worse, a divorce.
It's pretty hard to not be sad about that.
She's right. You can be sad, I guess. But let me help you out. Let me give you one more thing that I think could save the relationship, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And that is a video game?
I don't know.
I knew you weren't going to like that one. I have been playing video games. Who would have thought?
Good God.
I've been playing a video game with Neighbor Man the last couple days. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very much addicted to this game. It's called It Takes Two. It's been out for a while, since like 2021, I think. But it's like very much a game that requires you and whoever you're playing with to collaborate, to communicate, to do important things that are required in a relationship, right?
Okay.
Here's where I think it is good for relationships, because I think it tells you a lot about whether or not you're with the right person. Because there are times that, like, he will, there's like a lot of points where you got to jump, or you've got to like swing from a string of some sort. You got to do something, right?
Yeah.
And he can get over that like bridge or whatever, that jump, really quickly, easily in one take. Then there's me, who's hardly played video games in her entire life.
Right.
And I try to jump, and then, pew, boom, I die.
Oh, shoot. Darn it.
And I'm like, oh, hold on, let me try again. Pew, boom, I die again. Hold
on. So you're kind of bad.
Oh, no, I absolutely suck, Taylor. Okay. Honestly, there are times that he has to sit there and wait for me to get across the bridge, because I die so many times that it's like 10 minutes later. And he's just sitting there. And what I think shows a lot about a relationship is playing video games with your significant other is because, like, he just sits there and he's just waiting for me. He doesn't say anything. He is very patient. He's just waiting for me to get across that bridge, even though I died 100 times. 100 times. And he had to wait 10 minutes just for me to get across it. He was patient the whole time.
I mean, that shows a lot of patience, because I would have quit after.
That's what I'm saying.
Third time you died.
I don't know if I would be that. I don't think I would be that patient like he is. I think if I was in the other way and I was good at video games and he was playing and I was playing with him who sucked, I'd be getting mad.
Oh, I'd be leaving the room really
quick. I'd be
quick.
Like, come on, are you really dying again? Get it together.
Throw the controller and walk out. Isn't it so interesting that the activities you do with your partner, I feel like, can make or break your relationship sometimes. Destiny, you mentioned that playing video games with Neighbor Man has been good because it works on patience.
And collaboration.
Okay.
It does. We have to collaborate. Okay, if you do this, then that means I gotta go do this.
And if Destiny keeps dying 5, 6, 10, 20, 30 times.
Get in the hundreds, Taylor.
He's got to wait for you to figure it out.
Yeah, your numbers are too low, Taylor.
Okay. Well, I personally am not like super into video games by any means, but I get what you're saying, where it's like you have that thing that you do with them where they are pretty patient with you because you're bad at it. For me, immediately my brain goes to golfing.
I should have known. You're not good at it, though.
Oh, God, not at all. I feel bad.
Respectfully, and I mean this in the nicest way, I feel like you're like one of those girls that are good at everything and everyone just hates you.
Oh, no, I mean.
You know what I'm talking about? That one girl that was like so athletic in school and you're like, come on, you're good at volleyball, dude. Basketball, golf, I hate you.
No, I mean, can I make contact with the ball? Usually.
I'm shocked you're bad at golf.
And I really don't do it very often. So when I get the chance to, or when my boyfriend's really like, I want to, like, let's just go. And I have to be like, okay, it's going to take 5 times as long as when you go play around by yourself. Because when you're good, it's pretty quick. And I'm going to get annoyed because I can't hit the ball very far. And I'm going to get annoyed because I can't ever make it in the hole on the first try. And he's just like, it's fine. It's fun. Like, we're just doing it for fun. You don't need to be good at it. So I feel like that's a real test.
Now, is he also the same at little mini putt-putt? Is he also?
We've never putt-putted together.
Do you suck at putt-putt?
I'm horrible at putt-putt.
No, because at one point they do make you stop. I think, isn't it after 10, you can't putt-putt anymore? And
oh, crap.
Did you not know that? I think it's like after 10 or 12, you are supposed to stop. I always hit that number.
I don't think they would even let me in, honestly.
time for...
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win...
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
You are hungry over there. I don't know if you're hangry, you're cranky, because it's 80 in the studio, because the air conditioning's not working.
I just want a snow cone.
That does sound quite lovely.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You never come prepared.
What, do you think I just have a snow cone maker?
I don't know, maybe. Some people
I don't
do.
Even have a cotton candy machine. I want that.
You could have at least brought something like an ice cube.
Okay, well, I'll go get an ice cube for you.
Right.
Well, it's funny because she's in the mood for food, obviously, because she's hangry. So that kind of inspired me for tonight's trivia question. Sales of this snack go up nearly 63% in the summer. What is it?
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
God, I wish I was one of those nerds who like... Ah, I am one of those nerds. Well, no, I'm not. I didn't do it right. Dang it.
What?
Wanted to be one of those nerds that could, like, tell you the amount of hours, minutes, and days, and seconds until the first day of summer. I gotta put it in a calculator on the website.
Okay, well, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, 3:50 p.m. You do the math.
Approximately
that's,
2 days.
That's too much math for me. I cannot do that. But we're celebrating summer, the first day of summer, this Thursday, with trivia questions that have to do with summer all this week. And the question tonight, sales of this snack go up nearly 65% in the summer. What is it?
You can still text in your guests 319-200-1029. I'm so sorry. I got to call out 0273. I'm going to guess this was a typo, and then I'm going to guess what I think they meant. They said Marshalltowns, which I believe they mean is marshmallows.
Well, so you wrote it out, and I thought for a second there that marshmallows came from Marshalltown, and I was like, oh my God, was I 2 years old?
Dude, can you imagine? No.
You know what? Why do they not have a marshmallow factory?
They should.
Marshalltown, step up. Let's figure it out.
I hope that's what you meant, 0273.
Why do they not have marshmallow days?
They should. I would go to that.
Maybe they do.
Oh my gosh, in the summertime, can you imagine the s'mores?
Ugh. They had like a giant bonfire. We're getting severely distracted.
Marshalltown,
giant...
call us.
We'll could be like the marshmallow queen.
The grand marshal.
Oh my God, who's the mayor? I don't know, but call us.
We got a lot of ideas. Let's chat.
Please do. Anyways, moving on with the guesses. 5584 said sunflower seeds.
It's a great summer snack. 0039 said popsicles.
That one makes sense.
I love it. I love good popsicle in the summertime.
Who eats popsicles in the winter? Does anybody do that?
I do.
I also said I would eat cold chili 2 minutes ago.
So. Yeah, I trust nothing that you say.
I'm still distracted with Marshalltown. Please call us if you want to have a marshmallow day. We will.
I think, be there. Yeah, it's one of our best ideas.
And
yeah.
Maybe you have to make like a dish with marshmallows and we'd be judges of that. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Marshalltown, what are you doing?
They're probably like, dude, we have nothing to do with marshmallows.
That's why we don't
leave
have
us
it.
Alone.
We just want to be left alone.
Keep
That's all
my
we
name
want.
Out of your mouth. Stop it. Literally, the only thing that is similar is marsh.
They're like, seriously? This is what they're doing.
Get over
a marsh.
It.
That's it. That's all we got.
I don't know. Just an idea.
Marshalltown. Call us. Anyways, tonight's a trivia question. Sales of this snack go up nearly 65% in the summer. What is it? I honestly don't even want to give the answer in like 4 minutes. I just want to talk to somebody in Marshalltown.
This poor person is like, I didn't mean to, okay? It was a typo.
Oh, yeah, but you inspired us. Oh, did they say something?
Yeah, they said LMAO. Dang autocorrect.
But are you from Marshalltown?
I'm sorry, we put you on blast.
Can you get us the phone number for the mayor, please? The question tonight, sales of this snack go up nearly 65% in the summer. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Cracker Jacks go up 65% in sales in the summertime. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who cares? Let's go back to Marshalltown. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, we got no. Okay, I would like to agree, first of all. Cracker Jacks, I don't even know if I've ever had one.
You know what? Now that you say that, I don't know if I have.
But I guess baseball.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I feel like we're onto something here. with the Marshalltown Marshmallow Fest.
Days. Oh, fest. Ooh.
Ooh.
Which of the two?
I like a fest.
Like a festival.
Like a festival.
Then you'll bring in Marshmallow, the artist. Oh my God, we have such great ideas. Why has nobody sent us the phone number of the mayor?
Because Marshalltown has nothing to do with marshmallows.
I know, but we have great ideas.
First,
they need to build a factory. Well, okay. A marshmallow factory. This,
now we got a long checklist to get through.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Was I talking about being bearware yesterday?
Oh, dear God.
Was that yesterday or was that 2 days ago?
I don't know. I think it was two days ago.
Well, regardless, a couple days ago, I mentioned that the Iowa Department of Natural Resources was encouraging us to be bearware because there's confirmed a couple bears in, the state of Iowa. So as I've been looking out the window, I wanted to make sure that we're good here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not attracting any bears. I got to shout out Crystal, who's a listener of Z102.9, for tagging us in a new post from the Iowa DNR because...
dear Lord.
There's more bear information. Look at this. They posted a bear who is sitting on somebody's deck, which I'm like, if I looked out in the window behind me and saw a bear just sitting in our driveway, first of all, I would lose my mind. Second of all, I would think that I could pet
it. That bear looks like he's eating breakfast.
He does.
At the dinner table.
He's just sitting on the deck. And my first thought is I want to pet him. After reading this post that we were so graciously tagged in on Facebook, thanks, Crystal. If I learned anything else besides being bear aware, it's to give the bears space. Don't touch them. Don't go look for them.
Still doesn't answer the question. Do I tuck, roll? What was this thing?
Stop, drop, and roll.
I really got to memorize that. I still don't know what I'm supposed to do with a bear other than apparently give it space, which is exactly what you should do to me when it's my time of the month. So apparently I'm a bear.
I could have told you that a long time ago. I did not need the Iowa DNR to tell me that.
Well, let me tell you right now, you should be bear aware, okay?
And I am.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Our email is always open for, you know, whatever you're struggling with right now, whether it be relationship, family, and in today's case, it's a financial issue. We got an email, thosegirls@kzia.com, and here's what this guy had to say.
Dear Destiny, my fiance and I are working hard to save money for our wedding, but she keeps spending tons of money on Starbucks. We agreed to cut back on our fast food and fancy coffees, and I've held up my end, but almost every day I see Starbucks cups in her car. It feels like she's trying to hide it from me. What do I do?
I don't really see a problem here. It's girl math. In my opinion, Starbucks doesn't count. You know what I mean? Like $5 here, $7 here. Girl math, it's basically $0.
So what do you think he should do? Just
ignore
let her
it.
Off?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just pretend you don't see it.
Okay.
It's basically nothing.
Starbucks,
do you think I ever
count
the Starbucks I ever go get? No.
Fair enough. We want to hear from you. What would you do in this situation if you kind of made an agreement with your partner, especially if you were saving up for a wedding, that you were going to cut back on costs and you found out they were still spending Starbucks money on the regular? What would you do?
It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Oh, man. It is tough out there, especially when you run into financial disagreements in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been dealing with today. We had a guy email us at thosegirls@kzia.com saying he and his fiance are obviously planning a wedding, which takes tons of money. And they kind of set some ground rules to save as much as they could. No fast food, cut back on the fancy coffees. But now he's realizing, okay, I keep finding Starbucks cups in her car. And it feels like she's trying to hide it from me. What do I do?
I tell him to suck it up and pretend you don't see anything. Because in my opinion, Starbucks is nothing. It is girl math, basically $0.
Okay. Ignore it.
Especially the more she goes, the more points she gets and the more free drinks she gets too. So
they do always have a reward.
Girl math even more, free drinks.
Fair enough. Charity, what do you think you should do?
So my advice would be to have a serious conversation with her, because if she's lying about the little things like coffee, can you trust her about the big things?
My mind is spiraling now, and I don't even know this woman. I'm like, now what else is she lying about?
Oh, my God, Taylor.
It starts with a latte.
Now is she cheating on me?
It ends with a mistress. I don't know, man. Julie, what do you think he should do?
First off, if you're going to get married, remember happy wife, happy life. Starbucks equals happiness. And if you maybe have your own account for the wedding and nobody can withdraw from that account.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So people online right now are feeling a little braggy, but in like a cool way. This is not an annoying trend, because normally I'd be like, ugh, humble yourself. Okay, chill out.
I'm all for bragging. Where are we? What are we doing?
Okay, so there's like people talking about how they feel like they've, air quotes here, won the genetic lottery.
Never mind, I'm out.
Oh, shoot. So it's like those traits.
We can go home now.
The traits about yourself that you're like, man, I'm really lucky because I was just like born with this. Well, let me give you a couple of examples and maybe you'll think of something for yourself.
Okay, because I got nothing.
I'm not going to. I also have a hard time thinking about how have I won the genetic lottery. While there are some people, I'm really jealous of the girls that are like, I don't grow leg hair. You win.
Dude, I had a friend like that in high school. She didn't grow leg hair or armpit hair. And I was like, I hate you.
That,
I really do.
That is genetic win right there. There's people who like don't have to wear glasses or contacts that are like, I have 20/20 vision. I won the genetic lottery.
So far, same. I'm not doing so well. Go on.
Somebody said they can actually lick their elbow, which I think
I
is
can't.
Funny. I can't either. And when I read that earlier, I tried it to see if I... No, you're not even close. So, I don't know. I have been like brainstorming all day since I saw this on my TikTok. And I'm like, how did I win the genetic lottery? I don't know.
I've got two things.
Okay.
Three things. To be honest with you, they're not that great.
Okay.
So go with me on
this
one.
Okay, I'm listening.
Just because I want to win and I want to brag. First one is that I've got sweaty hot dogs. My feet are hot at all times. So I win the lottery in that case, as in I save money on socks.
Okay, this I don't think you understand. That
didn't win. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, my second one is I can wiggle my own ears.
I can do that too. But there's really no benefit of doing that.
Well, that didn't work out. No. And then my third option is I can burp louder than like a man can.
Okay.
So, and I don't need a soda to do it. I could just do it right now if you wanted me to.
Again, not sure what the benefit is, but you win, buddy.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I lost my girl card. Does that exist?
You know what? We women have never really talked about it, but I think that should be a thing. Quite honestly.
I'm embarrassed. Honestly, my womanhood is revoked. I did something last night and I'm like, oh my God, how embarrassing that I can't do that and how badly I did. So what has happened? I have worn fake press-on nails for probably 5+ years. And you know me, Destiny. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even let you see what my real nail looked like underneath. If one popped off, I'm gluing it back on immediately.
She has never, ever let me see a real actual fingernail of hers because she claims they look awful after years of damage, basically.
Oh, yeah. Lots of damage. And something has come over me that I was like, you know what? I'm going to give them a little bit of a break. My real nails, that is. So last night, popped all my fake nails off and I was like, I'm going to paint. Nobody can see what's going on under here. I had to paint over the mess that is my real nails. And how do you girls do it? How does anybody paint their nails and make it look good? Because it was like my boyfriend looked over, and he's never seen me paint my nails in all the time we've been together. He's like, is there supposed to be polish like on the side of your hand? And
oh,
I was
my
like,
God, Taylor,
you better shut your mouth, first of all, because this is art and it is subjective. But no, there's not supposed to be paint everywhere. It's horrible. There's like fingerprints in it. There's air bubbles. I'm like, this is going to last me 2 days because
and then
it
you're
going
to get annoyed.
It looks like crap. And then I'm going to keep gluing plastic nails on myself.
No, I'm not as bad as you where I get nail polish on the side of my hand.
I did. It was everywhere.
It was all over. I feel like I somewhat still have my girl card, to be honest with you, but I am just as bad as you. I think for me, it's more like patience. I don't have the patience for doing my nail. This is why I also like press on nails as well, is because it's quick and easy and fast and it's got the job done.
Mm-hmm.
But with like doing your actual nails with nail polish, you got to let them dry. You're supposed to do a little layer, dry.
Yep.
Then another layer. Dry. I ain't got time for that. Nope. We're gonna pack that sucker on with all the nail polish we could possibly do and hope to God it dries in 20 seconds because I got things to do. We got laundry we need to get done.
Mm.
The toilet needs clean.
Mm.
And then I look down and I'm like, well, that's a weird print on my nail that I didn't put on there. And that's because I didn't let it dry. And so it touched something and now has a print on it. And then it's missing paint on some other nails. And I'm like, oh, where'd I leave that behind?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, find a new dent every time I'm looking. The only positive and the only reason that I may try this again is I got to use that excuse last night. I can't do the dishes. My nails are wet.
You know what? That's a win right there.
Except I don't think he's going to believe me after he sees how crappy these look.
Let's play a fun game. Pop quiz. Who can never show their face at the gym between those girls in the afternoon? Because it looked like they doo-dooed their pants today.
I can't. Don't put that on me. It was not me.
You're not really good at games, are you?
No, this game especially, no.
Okay, fine. I guess, spoiler alert, it's me. It's Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon. Cannot show her face at the gym ever again. Because it honestly looked like I doo-dooed my pants.
Go on. Let me explain. Please do.
Let me also say that I did my entire 1 hour workout without knowing it looked like I doo-dooed my pants.
Great.
So what happened was, I like to have like a good little snack before I hit the gym, whether that is like beef jerky, maybe some oatmeal or something. Today it was a granola bar.
Okay.
And the granola bar was like, I think s'mores flavored. So there's like marshmallows in it and some chocolate chips and all that fun jazz. Now, when I was eating the granola bar, while driving, I did know that like some pieces had like fallen or whatever, mm-hmm. but I'm like, dude, I'm driving. I'm focused on the road. Right. So like I noticed some things fell, but I didn't like care to like figure out where. I figured on the floor. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen my car. I ain't going to clean that up.
It was never going to get cleaned up.
Nope. So I did see one chocolate chip on my lap and I'm like, whew, all good. I'll catch up before it melts. Cause you know,
it's hot,
hot body and hot outside. Right. I thought I caught it all. It wasn't until I got into my car after the gym mm-hmm. that I realized a chocolate chip must have slipped in between my thighs. And I was sitting on a chocolate chip. And that chocolate chip melted because it was smeared all over my seat, which made it look like, well, doo-doo, to be quite honest with you.
Yes.
Which means that also got onto my pants. Which means my entire 60-minute workout in front of multiple people in the gym had pants that looked like it had doo-doo on it.
Did now, in hindsight, thinking back to it, was anybody looking at you weird? Did anybody ask if you needed to go to the bathroom?
Nobody asked me if I needed to go to the bathroom. But now that you say that, there was one guy that gave me a weird look. And I thought it was just because maybe I was using a machine wrong because I don't know what I'm doing half the time. I thought it was that or something. And honestly, he probably just saw me behind. He was probably looking. Oh, she's wearing leggings. I want to see what she looks like behind.
That was a double take moment for sure.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.